honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Prior to working in radio and television, this is Lisa, I was a health educator, still am, and I worked in a rehab clinic as a hepatitis C educator for a couple of years, many years ago, and the relapse rate in the rehab was so high, and I always wondered what's going on with addiction, what do we need to do, what aren't we doing, so I'm so glad to have Marilyn Bradford on the show, LCSWCFMWNMED. She is a therapist, teacher, and speaker who gives lectures and workshops about addiction worldwide, and she joins us now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. You have such great energy. All right, Marilyn, so let's talk about addiction. What do you think people don't really understand, and what does it really mean to be truly addicted to something?
Good question.
Yeah, I think what people don't really get about addiction, well, a few things. First of all, that it's far more than alcohol and drugs, although that's what most people identify as addiction. And one of the difficulties with that is that many, many addictions go undiagnosed and therefore create difficulties in people's lives. I look at addiction as the place where people default to not exist for a while, to basically black out all that they have decided is too painful or too overwhelming to deal with. So addiction can take forms like overspending or even things like having to be right or trauma or any place that someone goes to actually not have to deal with things that they've decided are too painful. So we see it in things like fixing other people's problems or rescuing other people or even family or being the greatest mom. But what that does is it limits how people can show up in their lives, because when you're in that space, that state of addiction, you can't actually be present and be you. So that's one of the first things that I like people to know. The second thing, which actually builds on that, is that what creates the desire to escape is so much about the judgments we have of ourselves that people don't get how painful it is for many people who've grown up in abusive households or who are a little bit different, who don't fit in. They've made all these judgments about how wrong and bad they are. A lot of times it's been reinforced by, even sometimes unconsciously, by family, by culture, by our society. If you're a football player in a violin-playing household, or if you want to be a scientist and you grow up on a rural farm where you're expected to take over, all these places we don't fit, we make decisions that there's something wrong and bad and terrible with us. And this is the energy that fuels the desire to actually escape.
So, Marilyn, tell me something in terms of, I'm always interested when somebody comes into an area of expertise, what fueled you? Did you deal with addictions yourself? If you could tell us just really quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I was diagnosed with alcoholism, and I was in a conventional program for years. I also had an eating disorder. I was a smoker. And what I discovered, because even though I was able to stay sober, I knew there had to be more. I knew I wasn't powerless. And I kept searching and searching and searching. And I've been a psychotherapist for 23 years with a specialty in addiction. So I've looked at all kinds of things. So this is what fueled my desire to assist people to actually move beyond and end addiction rather than just managing the symptoms, which is what current treatment generally does.
Well, you know, excuse me, you know what's interesting is that I always wondered when I was working at the rehab if part of the missing puzzle, were they going back into what drove them to drink in the first place when you were talking about child abuse and looking at the way we grew up? And I didn't know if that was happening or if that would trigger the person too much when they're in recovery. Give us your take on that, and how can you work that in a gentle way where you don't trigger the person?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that I discovered in my work is that there's actually a primary addiction. And all the things that we generally think of as addiction, like alcohol and drugs and those kinds of things, are actually secondary addictions. And the primary addiction is judgment and the wrongness of self. And if you can help people who are in rehab begin to address these lies of how wrong and bad they are, you can prevent relapse. You truly can. But because that pain is so strong, you know, that there's something wrong with them, who wouldn't be fleeing to something that will obliterate that, at least for a short amount of time?
And one so, Marilyn, what I'm going to just go back to for a second, sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to repeat what you said because I find it pretty fascinating. Judgment and wrongness of self. And I want, for those of you who are listening, I want you to listen because I think this is a pretty powerful powerful message for many of us, if not most of us or all of us, is, you know, being judged and really being wrong about our own insecurity. So just tell us, you know, how do you deal with people in terms of helping them overcome their addiction?
Well, first of all, I get them to look at all of the decisions, judgments, and conclusions they've made about how wrong and bad they are. And I help them to see how arbitrary judgment is. Let me say that again. All judgments are arbitrary. This all, you're good, you're bad, you're right, you're wrong. It's just somebody else's point of view. And I empower people to know that being different is not wrong. And I have a lot of tools that I use with people to assist them in getting out of judgment. In my book, Right Recovery for You, I actually have a chapter that is in judgment and addiction, and I know that it's true. Because without the judgment, you don't have that pain that sends people into relapse and into their addictive behavior.
Yeah, well, I totally understand that idea you talked about earlier about wanting to escape. I used sex and going from relationship to relationship for years. I was on the border, I would say, of sex addiction. I probably should have gone to a group, but I ended up getting therapy and looking at my issues. But it was very difficult because if I was single for 1 second, I didn't even care who I met. I had to meet somebody. I could not be by myself. And when I was depressed or upset, I would want to engage in sex to escape from my issues. So it comes in all different fashions, different sizes, everything.
I'm so glad you brought that up about sex and relationship, because that is actually both of those are common addictions. And that desire to escape into someone else rather than being with yourself. And I think this is one of the things that people don't get. There is a greatness in everyone, but it gets covered up with this junk of you're wrong, you're bad, you don't fit. There's, you know, depression can be an addiction. And depression is what I found, because I've worked for years with people who are depressed. It's generally people who are judging what they do or not, or what they haven't done, very, very harshly. They go to this state of extreme wrongness of them, and that they can't get it right and they don't know how to do it. And, you know, and that's what fuels all of these flights from self. And when people really begin to get that there's a greatness to them, that they are not the terrible, horrible beings they've decided they are, it can change everything.
No, and I think that's amazing what you're saying. And, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but I do love it. I'm going to repeat that one more time before we say goodbye to you. But all judgment is arbitrary. It's only someone else's opinion. And to me, that is like the most profound. I love it, that, you know, that statement. And I think everybody really needs to understand it. Marilyn, thank you for being on our show today. I found it very interesting.
Thank you very much for having me.
And if you'd like to learn more about Marilyn and her work, you can visit the Bradford Systems of Right of Recovery.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Right Recovery, number 4 and letter U. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD, always talking about interesting, interesting information. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.